the rest of the story. The entire family had gathered for the birth of Doña Maria's baby. In adjoining rooms in the Ruiz home, aunts and uncles eagerly anticipated if a girl, she would surely be as beautiful as her mother. If a boy, well, what more could they wish? He would be the first male heir in the Ruiz clan. Then the midwife hurried in. It was close to time, she announced. But her demeanor was grim. The labor was an unusually traumatic one. There may be difficulties, she said. Others rushed off to assist her, but the midwife's instinct was correct. The baby, the little boy, was stillborn. Now wait for the rest of the story. The midwife did everything she could think of to revive the infant, and yet failing in that effort, she turned her attention to Doña Maria. The baby was taken out of the room, placed on a table, where the family drew near in shock and tears. One of those family members was the baby's uncle, Don Salvador. Now, Don Salvador was not only the district health inspector, but he was one of the most skilled, one of the most respected physicians in town. It was he who co-founded the Malaga Vaccination Center. He treated the local clergy free of charge. And he had just arrived that autumn midnight when the stillborn body of his nephew was brought into the room. Don Salvador gently moved the weeping relatives aside, drawing nearer. Perhaps it was not too late after all, he whispered. What on earth could he mean? Someone retorted almost angrily. The child was dead. But Don Salvador appeared not to listen. Instead, he bent down over the pale, still infant. He brought his lips very near the lips of the infant. The assembled family, quiet now, suddenly heard a short burst of air, and then another, and then suddenly a shrill cry. The dead baby had been brought back to life. Through the years, through everyday deeds, Don Salvador the physician accumulated innumerable debts for which he never sought repayment. You've just learned of one, and for that one we all owe him. For you see, shortly after the stroke of 12 October 25, 1881, this good doctor arrived at his brother's house just in time to give his nephew a birthday present, a gift later to be shared with the whole world. By the way, Don Salvador did not give the infant mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Not exactly. This was more than 100 years ago, remember. No, on a hunch, on an instinct, on a feeling. The baby's uncle tried something which to him just seemed logical. And it turned out it was. For you see, Uncle Don Salvador, although a well-known doctor in Spain, was perhaps even better known as a cigar smoker. Nobody could ever recall seeing him without a cigar. And yes, I do mean to say that on that fateful night, the public health inspector drew a big breath of cigar smoke and blew it straight into a stillborn baby's nose. And with that act, he gave the rest of us Pablo Picasso. Now you know the rest of the story.